Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program. The number here is 855-453. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there at freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site by posting whatever you want to it. You can submit show prep, whether it be some YouTube video or a news article or blog post. You submit it, it shows up on the site, then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. And the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. As we go to you and your thoughts, Scott listening in West Virginia. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Luther.
Hello, Ian, and hey. and others. I have a little disagreement with Terry and ICE 2020.
Okay, go for it.
Well, you know, it's neither one of them are what sound when from what I gather from Terry are between the ages of 50 and 90. You know, the ones that really here in the last century have experienced. You know, the real discrimination. I look and think, you know, we have affirmative action, you know, for those who want to take civil services. That's for the persons of color or those that are believed to be less educated or whatever, you know, to receive a, you know, to get like special treatment for.
Well, affirmative action isn't for people who are, you know, of color or whatever. Affirmative action is for a variety of different things. I mean, it's for people that the government determines are deserving of some sort of preference. And so in hiring matters, for instance, when it comes to working for the government or perhaps being a contractor that has a government contract, then these affirmative action rules come into play. And, well, you have to hire this kind of person. You have to hire this kind of person. So, I mean, it's not necessarily a race-based thing. It could be gender-based. It could be other things as well.
Okay, I'll agree with that. I'll roll with that. But you know, come World War II, when of course I don't totally agree with the government not knowing that the Japanese were going to attack. But you know, the Japanese were the Japanese Americans were put in internment camps, and we don't hear. Any of the descendants from the Japanese that were put in the internment camps, you know, claiming that they were the younger generation were discriminated against. And
well, I didn't hear those gentlemen saying they were discriminated against either. I didn't hear that from them. They were simply pointing out, and there was one of them that was older than the other. The first gentleman that called ICE was definitely older than the second, in my opinion. He said that he'd been around for a while and had been active for a while, so I'm not going to say for sure he wasn't discriminated against, but yeah, he didn't sound that old. But either way, they didn't claim they had experienced that. However, I think it's legitimate and most people who are black to say that their station in life has been affected by what happened in the past. I think it's completely legitimate to say that, black people today would have been better off had they not been enslaved. They'd have more wealth collectively as a people than some of them currently do. Obviously, it's not fair to even put anybody in a group and say, well, black people this and black people that, because there are different people within that group, and they all have different experiences with being able to create wealth for themselves. But I think there's no doubt that the average black person would be better off today financially, in a better station in life, had there not been chattel slavery in the past. I don't think there's any denying that.
Well, no, I'm not going to deny that one bit at all.
So that doesn't mean they were enslaved or they experienced the discrimination. It means they can experience the remnants of it, though. They can experience what happened because of it, though.
Right. Okay. And let me follow up on just a little bit of this. You know, they don't want stigmatisms or this or that, but, you know, they have a BET channel, Black Entertainment Television.
Well, again, saying they this and they that, and it's not really fair, right? Because I'm not going to make a statement. I'm not going to say white people this and white people that, because within the term white people, there's all kinds of subcultures and belief systems, and so it's just not fair. I'm not saying you're racist, but it's that kind of thinking, that collectivization, that leads people down racist paths. Oh, well, they think this or they think that, and that's just not true.
I'm not trying to be argumentative.
You could say some black people might think this. You could say some black people, but I don't think you could even make a statement to say most because, you know, again, you can't really generalize that much. But go ahead with whatever you're going to say.
All I'm saying is there is a BET network, Black Entertainment Television.
Yeah.
And that is acceptable. Now, if there was a WET, most likely there would be a problem.
And I'd just like to say, do you realize how cliche that is?
Well,
what you just said?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard that doing the show for 9 years now of my life, how many times that particular line has been brought up. But I've definitely heard it before. And the point is, some people might feel like they need to have a BET because they feel like every other channel is WET. Can you understand that?
I can totally understand that.
Right, like some shows have the token black guy on them, but for the most part, you look at entertainment, you look at most television, you see mostly white people.
How many Hollywood movies have come out where a black man was, you know, the lead role?
Wild West.
Yeah, not many. Yeah, Wild Wild West. Denzel Washington. Usually
more
has,
now than in the past.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, they're gaining more and more, but it's not that common.
Right, but I mean, look at the racial makeup of the country, and you know, blacks aren't the majority. So I mean, to some extent, it makes sense that they're not going to be the majority of all the channels on television either. And similarly, there's also Lifetime, you know, and I think there's Oxygen now as well. I haven't had cable in years, but so I just hear things about what channels there are. So there are also channels that are dedicated to women as well, and that's because the people that are programming those channels, and the people that are advertising on those channels, and the people that are watching those channels must agree on some level that their issues as women are not being represented well on network television, so they felt the need to create their own network channel. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I get what you're saying. I don't think that the people who created Black Entertainment Television did it for racist purposes.
I don't believe that either, Ian.
Right, right. You're just saying, what would people think? I get what you're saying.
But, you know, but we go into, like, say, some of the music videos where it's a bunch of thugs and this and that. I mean, that is portraying this particular race as thugs and druggists or, you know, drug dealers.
Well, I think it's portraying gangsters as thugs and drug dealers. Now, look, this is a critique that you'll see from within the black community.
And actually,
as well,
the last caller commented on that, how originally hip-hop was about self-empowerment, you know, and turning towards the community and stuff like this, you know. And certainly with, like, you know, he mentioned Tupac, but again, Public Enemy and guys like that, you know, that's what they preached. That's what they were about, you know. It wasn't about just, I'm tough because I'm tough and I got all this stuff and I, you know,
those people are still out there, though, the people that have the more empowering message. It's not to say they've gone away, but the record labels, for whatever reason, and you know, there are certain conspiracy theories out there that would suggest that the record labels are run by rich white guys who are racist, and so therefore they're promoting these kind of negative stereotypes of black people. And that's all that it is. It's just negative stereotypes because black people are different. So some black people are thug life and some are not. Same thing with white people. Some white people are a bunch of thugs and some aren't. And so I guess the question is, why is that music popular? Really, that's what you want to look into. Who's buying that music? Do you know?
I agree. I agree.
It's white kids.
I was just trying to throw some things out there.
But you do know it's white kids that are buying this dumb music that you're talking about, right?
I totally agree, and I don't agree with it.
Do you think that the people who are making the music are as dumb as the lyrics portray them, or that they're just pandering to some dumb white kids so they can make some money off of them?
Well, I mean, I'm really not sure. I mean, I don't know if it's
Maybe if the intellect of the white kids in America was higher, they wouldn't be buying such dumb music. And then again, that's not to say anything about to say anything about white people. It's just to say something about who's buying the music. And I thank you, Scott, for the call and the thoughts. At 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You want to talk about the music industry and why things are the way they are? It's Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What did you tell me about it? You have a kid and a wife?
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those. And the features include listening options. We've got live streams in broadband and dial-up flavors, both there at freetalklive.com. But that's not all. You can also listen on over 100 great radio stations across the country, as well as 2 XM satellite radio channels, our free-to-air satellite, and the webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go and get all the listening details at listen.freetalklive.com. And Ruger's new SR-40C is the compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40-caliber pistols on the market today. It's based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame as those used on so many great Ruger pistols. The SR-40C offers the same features, including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a through-hardened stainless steel slide or alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. See it at Ruger.com or purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, Ruger.com. Before we continue with your calls, I want to get, Luther, your thoughts in here. As somebody who's been observing the music industry for a while, you've got some thoughts on various different musical matters. And so what do you think about this? Because we had a gentleman calling in a moment ago, kind of, you know, he was kind of generally speaking in an unfair manner about, you know, black people this and white people that. And it's not really fair to do that.
Right.
But he had pointed out that some popular music, in fact, a lot of popular music, is kind of dumb. Like, it panders to the lowest common denominator. And he was specifically talking about rap, but there's plenty of dumb country
right,
out there,
that's
too.
That's not the first time this has happened to a music style.
Yeah.
Rap started out as one thing. It started out about being about self-empowerment, like we mentioned, and like the caller Terry mentioned. And it kind of gets hijacked by the major labels and dumbed down. And that happened with punk rock. That happened with country originally. You know, that happens with everything.
So, I'm a redneck woman.
Yeah, honky-tonk dunk-a-dunk? You think that's intelligent? You think the people on the CMT look like geniuses, or they don't look trashy?
That's not to say there isn't good country music that isn't thoughtful.
Sure.
And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. Hank Williams III is great. It's amazing. It's some of the best music I've ever heard.
Yeah, I heard some of him the other night, actually, at karaoke. But why? Why is it the dumbing down? Is it some sort of conspiracy? Because there's some people that believe there's like a conspiracy to, in the case of rap music, to make black people look dumb by the white record label owners.
Well, just as somebody who looks at the entire, or as much, the biggest picture as I possibly can of the record industry, because I listen to so many different types of music, like, I think it's just business as usual for them, you know, that they want to make the most sales. So, of course, they appeal to the lowest possible common denominator.
So it's not a racist thing you're saying, it's just what's going to make us money kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And
people don't want smart lyrics.
And unfortunately, sometimes the people who purchase it aren't conscious of it, and so they might emulate it in a way.
So it's a self-propagating problem, is what you're saying? So, like,
sort of.
So people hear this dumb stuff, and so they grow up liking dumb stuff, and so they want to make dumb music.
Right, but it's not like that's all that's going on in rap right now. I mean, Mos Def is still making music, and he's brilliant. He's a genius.
Oh, that's what I was saying before. There's definitely different people in each genre that are more intelligent and are doing music that appeals to us, I guess, a more niche. I mean, it's sad to say, but the American people have been dumbed down. I'm not just talking about, one section of the American people. I just mean in general, if you went to government school, you've been actively dumbed down. That they work to dumb people down.
Yes.
The government school system is designed to create drones.
Makes you a better consumer.
It makes you a better, more obedient serf, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they want you to consume without thinking and get into debt while you're at it.
Yeah.
And they also want you to not think about what the government really is all about. So you've got the government basically teaching people to, that being dumb's okay, that it's cool to be dumb.
It was always dumb to be, or cool to be dumb.
In school?
Dumb to be cool. Yes, in school.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, yeah, I guess it works both ways.
Yes.
But, yeah, sure. I mean, if you're smart, then suddenly you're a nerd or you're a dork,
right.
or there's something wrong with you because, you think.
And nerds are cooler now than they ever were in the past.
Nerd chic, yeah.
Thanks to the internet, largely.
Right.
But regardless, this is one of the things I learned when I was selling music back when they had CDs and cassettes. And I've heard, by the way, that the death of CDs will be in 2012. I've heard that all the major record labels are planning on bailing out on CDs and going all digital distribution.
Good.
It's very interesting. Because there are still some people that don't have internet, so like I guess they're just going to have to listen to the radio because they're going to be SOL as far as CDs
I hate
are
CDs. I mean,
yeah,
like,
they damage really easily.
They damage easily, and you like in my car I have like some CDs, but it's like it just takes so much time to like burn new CDs that I don't want to do it.
Oh no,
it's annoying.
Can you imagine having to have cassettes where you actually had to spend time rewinding them and shoving things to them?
Sure. I remember having cassettes.
Okay, that's good.
I still do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's right. I gave you my old cassette deck. Anyway, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We could say more, but let's go to you and your thoughts and talk to Ed listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Luther.
Good evening.
Hey, Ed.
Hey, I wish, hope these black callers, I really want to bust them. Ice, I hope he's still listening. Hey, you need to get Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow. Slavery's still going on. I can't believe that they don't talk about this. Listen to some of these numbers, man. In incarcerations for age 25 to 29 by race, for white males 25 to 29, 1,600 for every 100,000 in the population. For Latino males, 3,900 for every 100,000.
Mm.
For black males, I mean, this is astounding. 11,700.
Wow.
Per 100,000. Listen, it is slavery continue. It's the you know, the privatization of prisons.
Right. Those guys are literally slaves in those prisons working for some industry.
Right. They sure are. But I mean, hey, look, the blacks, they need to talk about this. I never hear any of the intelligent sounding blacks. They cannot lose this argument, and you already know it. The war on drugs is a failure, and the reason why I'm saying this is that's the reason why the blacks should vote for Ron Paul.
He absolutely
wants to end the war on drugs, even though, you know, I know he's, if we have three branches of government, but these idiots, these Republicans, you're talking about hypocrites.
Did anyone who's in the...
Yesterday on the week, this week, Barney Frank and what's his name destroyed Ryan and George Will. Hey, they were speechless when they started talking about marijuana.
Barney Frank and Ron Paul, you mean?
Yep. Barney Frank and Robert Reich was on one side, and George Will and Paul Ryan, you know, the Republican. Isn't his name Paul Ryan?
I have no idea. I don't pay any attention to these politicians.
Well, anyway,
I couldn't tell you. They're all interchangeable to me.
Hey, and let me give you.
But you do make a good point. The war on drugs does target disproportionately blacks and Hispanics over whites. It also targets poor people in general over richer people.
Listen to this number, and this is also amazing. 52% of crack users are white.
No doubt about it.
38% are black. 88% of those incarcerated for crack are black.
Plug that book one more time. What was it called?
Huh?
All right, hang on. We're coming up for Talk Live with Ed.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974. The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate.
For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free and take control of these airwaves. The number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. One of those features, you can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins, the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. It's completely decentralized. There's no Bitcoin corporation. It's something that is, it's an open source project that is basically a way to run, make an end run around all the fiat currencies of the world. And you can use them anywhere in the world as long as you've got internet without needing permission from any government or corporation. And now they're actually coming out with physical bitcoins, so you don't actually need the internet to transfer those. You can go and get them over at memorydealers.com. They make great conversation starters and gifts. And the bitcoins can't be counterfeited or inflated. This is not a government product. This is a product of the free marketplace in money, and it's an exciting development. You can learn more about bitcoins at weusecoins.com. That's weusecoins.com. If you're ready to buy some, go on over to memorydealers.com. Get your hands on some physical ones. That's fun stuff. And, of course, you can go and download the Bitcoin client and get yourself started and read up on it. It's a neat technology with a whole lot of future potential for helping us be more free. And, once again, weusecoins.com. You can learn more there. Let's go back to Ed listening in Tennessee. Ed, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were telling us about a book, I believe it was. What was it called?
Yeah, for ICE and anybody that's concerned, but mainly the blacks, so they'll have ammunition against these idiots against the war on drugs. Michelle Alexander, and her book is The New Jim Crow.
And she's saying that it's the war on drugs that is essentially the new Jim Crow?
It's destroyed the black communities.
Sure.
I mean, just look, listen to these numbers again here. I won't repeat all those, but listen to this. If you make an international comparison, South Africa under apartheid was internationally condemned as a racist society. Now, ICE, you need to listen to this. South Africa under apartheid in 1993, black males for every 100,000 in the population, 850 were incarcerated. Under George Bush, George W. Bush, 4,800 for every 100,000 in the population. So what does it mean?
So worse than South Africa.
The free world locks up black males at six times the rate than the most openly racist country in the world. And listen,
right. And Barack Obama hasn't changed those numbers either.
Oh no! Hey, Obama has cracked down.
Yep.
You're right. But listen, ICE has got. Let me. He's got to hear these numbers. 52% of crack users are white. 38% are black. 88% of those incarcerated are black. ICE, did you hear me?
Right. So what?
I'm sure.
What
the powder cocaine?
I'm sure even if they don't know those numbers specifically, they realize that this is going on to them.
I think a lot of people in the black community understand that the war on drugs is targeted against them and their family members. I think a lot of them do understand that. But there is also a certain current in a lot of the black community where there's also a religious current, which is very, very anti-drug. So there's that, too. So, again, it's impossible to put everybody in one category.
Well, it's okay not to do drugs and not to want your friends and family to do drugs. But, you know, again, forcing it on others, just like forcing anything else on others, is wrong.
Drugs, but Ian, I tell you what, Ian, you made a good point. It is these religious, these churches, these black churches don't really know which way to go, so they look at it as a moral issue, just like you're talking about. But I mean, it is insanity. With these, I tell them these numbers all the time, and hey, and I'll let y'all know, I'm invited to come on a black radio show on Sunday mornings here in Jackson, Tennessee. And
oh, neat.
Another black show was going to have me on. They backed out of it. You hear me?
Why?
A black show in Jackson, Tennessee backed out and was scared to have me on.
Why?
And on this particular day I was going to be on there, they happened to be on Sunday night too. And he told me I couldn't come up there on that show either.
Why? Why? Were you going to talk about the war on drugs or something? Why?
I do not know.
What was your plan? I mean, what was your original reason for wanting to come on the show, or what were their reasons to want you to come on the show?
I was going to talk about the war on drugs and these numbers I just gave y'all. He's heard
and
me.
Is it a religious group? Is it a religious show? Or
no,
you think?
No, it's called, the name of it is Community Feedback. He lets everybody call. He is very fair about that, and he lets me call. But now when I try to call him, he won't even answer the phone.
Interesting. Ed, thanks for the call, man.
The number that he gave me.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight, dude. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's no doubt the war on drugs targets black people above anyone else.
We have a family friend who was a really wonderful woman, but she grew up in a different time, and she was pretty set in her ways, and she was very, very racist and very open about it.
Yeah.
And it was
very uncomforting.
Yeah. It was something that we kind of just didn't really talk about. You know what I mean? We just kind of knew that we didn't agree and, like, let's focus on the other. Because, you know, she's so old, I'm not going to change her mind.
Right.
And, you know, so we just kind of let it go. But one time she said, somehow it came up and we were arguing back and forth about the, about whether or not black people, she was suggesting basically that they were like genetically predisposed to crime.
Oh, so ludicrous.
Which, I mean, really, just say that again out loud and think about it for a minute. Does that make any sense at all?
No.
But,
unless you're racist.
The end. I mean, I remember she ended up yelling at me, and she yelled, "Well, why do you think they're this percent of the population and they're this percent of the jail population?" It's like, really, you don't think there could be some other reasons about
like
that?
Racist cops.
Yeah. Correlation is not causation, for one thing.
So that was the end of the argument, and I mean, it just.
I know.
You know, I've got some related news here. We'll get right back to your calls, but I thought this was prescient to mention. There's news coming out today that by age 23, almost a third of Americans have been arrested for a crime.
Nice.
One I have. In three. I've been arrested.
I've been arrested.
So that's 100%
on many occasions.
Of Free Talk Live's hosts.
We're deviants.
Mark's been arrested.
Right.
It probably is 100%.
The study is the first since the 1960s to look at the arrest histories of a national sample of adolescents and young adults over time found that 30.2% of the 23-year-olds who participated reported having been arrested for an offense other than a minor traffic violation. So what happens when you factor in people getting tickets and things like that? You're probably up to 85% or 90% if, you know, you just factor in every single ticket, which technically a ticket is an arrest, but they mean actually being put in cuffs for something besides being ticketed. And I think that's pretty significant. Let's go to David listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey.
I heard the insinuation or whatever word you want to use that the Civil War shouldn't have been fought. Is that wrong?
I will say that, yeah, I'm against war, so I think the Civil War shouldn't have been fought.
Well, but do you think there's good reasons to morally to intervene in like say a person was getting whipped or something, and that's wrong.
Oh, I would agree with rescuing somebody from imminent harm, absolutely. But slaughtering 600,000 humans is not appropriate. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people died in the Civil War that didn't have to. A lot more people died in the Civil War than would have died had people just simply gone and rescued people from these plantations.
Sure, sure. There used to be slavery in the North. There was slavery in England. There was slavery in France. None of these places had civil wars to abolish their slavery.
And the United States was one of the last ones to. I mean, England, they had all abolished slavery way before
us. Century.
So you may have another question, David. You're welcome to stick with us. We'll bring you back for that here. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's come up with other more creative ways, more compassionate ways that could have solved these problems. I mean, the Underground Railroad was a great solution.
Yes.
Expanding that and just, you know, come right on somebody's grounds and rescue slaves at gunpoint if necessary. I mean, there are other ways you could do it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man who can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, take control of these airwaves even in the remaining moments. Maybe enough time to slip your call in at 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. You can, of course, support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a free bumper sticker, some web graphics you can put up on your website or blog. You can also use the tools that you can find there to print out, like flyers, that can allow you to promote Free Talk Live. So go to promote.freetalklive.com to find that stuff. As we go back to David listening in Keene, asking us about how those of us on the show feel about the Civil War, and I think we're all in agreement it was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, I think war is bad.
Right, so
I think slavery is bad, too. Don't get me wrong.
No doubt. But you don't solve one problem by, you know, doing something bad, right? Like, bad
right.
plus bad does not equal good. And so David, you kind of have absorbed a little bit of what we've said here. I think that there are other ways that slavery would have ended. You guys pointed out that it had ended in other countries without just warring. There was no huge bloodshed to end slavery in a lot of other places around the world. So there's no reason why it couldn't have happened that way here. The reason why the Civil War ended up happening was because one man, Abraham Lincoln, was very upset about the idea of the Union breaking up on his watch, and you know, he did not like that very much, so he went to war over it. David? Do we still have David?
You said at the end of the last thing, it would be okay to intervene with a firearm if your neighbor was whipping somebody.
Yeah,
true?
I mean, if we're talking about this ludicrous scenario, right, where somebody is actually enslaved and you find out about it as a neighbor, I think it's absolutely okay to come to someone's aid. Sure.
Okay, so
in the same way, it'd be okay to come to someone's aid if they were being raped down an alleyway and you
right.
saw that happening.
But when the numbers increase and your neighbor is the South and you are the North, then that's
well, now we're not talking about reality anywhere, because you aren't the North and you never will be.
Well,
that's a collective
David,
concept.
David, what do you think about the states of Delaware, Kentucky, and West Virginia, where else? I think parts of Missouri that had slavery and stayed in the Union. What do you think about those states?
Well, I wasn't really aware of those states, but, okay, so just for the moment... Supposing, how would it have, had you been able to, you know, right now create a way that it would have turned out, how would it have turned out in your scenario?
Well,
you mean in a scenario absent the Civil War?
Yeah.
Well, likely the market would have ended slavery on its own because of natural competition between businesses competing for the best employees. They'd end up having to start paying people and then negotiating agreements with people and so on and so forth.
Do you believe that the Civil War was actually about ending slavery? Because that didn't happen until the very end of the Civil War.
Right.
The bloodshed in the beginning and for most of the war had nothing to do with freeing the slaves. How do you feel about that?
Well, doesn't unifying the country and freeing the slaves, aren't those like inextricably linked or something?
Well, let me read you this quote from Abraham Lincoln. This was taken from the New York Tribune in 1862.
This is the supposed great emancipator himself.
Huh? Yes, he says this: "My paramount object in this struggle is to save the Union. It is not either to save or to destroy slavery. If I could save the Union without freeing any slave, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing all slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that."
So the slaves were a tool, more than anything else, to him, to achieve what his real goal was, which was to keep things the status quo.
Right.
To keep his power.
Maintain his political power.
Yeah. David, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 855-453. Kelvin is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, good evening, Ian, Julia, and Luther.
Hey. Hello. What's on your mind tonight, Kelvin?
Hey, this is a question mostly aimed at Julia, since I think she's probably the most knowledgeable about this sort of thing. Recently, I've come to be interested in some of the drugs for use for personal insight and transformation.
Ooh, tell me
and,
more.
well, I'm not really in a position to experience any of this stuff at the moment, but I was wondering if you could speak to the concerns I just mentioned and compare peyote to MDMA, if you have experience in the former.
Well, I don't have any experience with peyote. I have read a lot about peyote, and my understanding, and I actually watched a video once of someone drinking peyote tea, and there was a lot of vomiting.
yeah.
It didn't look too pleasant to me, but I haven't done it, and, you know, there could have been I don't know anything about how to dose it. I do know that peyote is a hallucinogenic. And with hallucinogenics versus MDMA, if you have good, clean, real MDMA, and I would highly recommend a test kit if you're interested in getting into recreational MDMA use, because there are so much fake pills out there. Like, just trust me on that. So the test kits, they're very cheap. You can get them at dancesafe.org. If you want to do MDMA, definitely everybody out there, get a test kit.
You should also definitely go to arrowid.org.
Yes.
And whether you're looking
or Blue Light.
Blue Light's more of a forum, right?
Yes, but there is a ton of drug information on there.
Okay. Arrowid.org is my normal place I point people to, just because it's got a little bit more of, I guess, renown, I suppose, rather than just, you know, a drug forum where people come and hang
out.
Yeah,
but... There's an ecstasy forum, and Blue Light started as an ecstasy forum. But to get back to David's questions, peyote is a hallucinogenic, and hallucinogenics can be really fun and really great. And you can also have an experience that is not so great. Like, as far as which drug I think is safer to try first, I would definitely say MDMA, because, I mean, there is like a 99%, 95% chance that if what you have is clean MDMA, you're going to have a blast. It's not like tripping where it could go bad, it could go good, it depends on your mindset. Like, MDMA is a smooth, easy drug to handle.
True, that's probably true, but it also, I think a lot of drugs still depend on your mindset. You don't want to get into it with fear.
Yeah, but so much less so MDMA. MDMA really breaks down fear barriers and...
No doubt about it. But going into an experience like that with fear and trepidation is usually not a good idea. Being in an environment in which you're not comfortable,
no, I would say
is
definitely
also a bad
being,
thing.
But with tripping, you can have those things and things can still go wrong.
Sure, absolutely.
So I would say for a first drug, MDMA is a good choice.
Well, plus, you could tell something I liked what Kelvin opened his question with was that he wanted to use it for personal insight.
Yeah.
And I think that coming at it from the right perspective is also important. Set and setting being important. This is part of set and setting. It's your own set, your own mindset in this case. As opposed to, this is where I think I learned this from you, Julia, like young kids, they get brought up in this kind of area where drug use is cool because you get effed up. And it's just like a completely different mindset. Like, are you going to take this drug to get effed up like some little kid, or, you know, or someone who's immature, or the more mature kind of introspection, looking into oneself?
Yeah.
That kind of reason. I mean,
I would also like to say that once you get more familiar with the drugs, if you're interested in trying a hallucinogenic, you may want to consider doing like a small dose of MDMA with a small dose of hallucinogenic, because combining the two is quite lovely.
Yeah, it takes a bit of the edge off of
yes.
doing hallucinogen.
Interesting suggestions. And of course, the more research you can do, the better. Obviously, talking to Julia is helpful, but she is certainly not expertise in peyote and all drugs.
I'm not
drugs,
an expert in peyote, but I am an expert in MDMA.
No doubt. And you can always go to arrowwood.org and dig as deep as you need to. Most of these drugs, the older a drug is, the more information there is. So peyote, you know, MDMA, LSD, these things, there's a lot of info, a lot of experiences people have had. Lots of information is there. Some newer drugs, not so much. Like, there's newer experimental drugs. There's just not a whole lot of information out there about those things. So if you're looking to be more knowledgeable about something you're getting into, probably sticking with the older stuff would be a wise choice as well.
Does that answer your question, David?
It was Kelvin, actually.
I'm sorry. David was the last guy. I'm sorry. Right.
Does that answer your question, Kelvin?
That's fine. And just as a quick follow-up to that, when I was young growing up, it was sort of during the drug hysteria kind of thing, so you can't really trust the things you were told when I was learning about these things in school. And I was told that if you do any LSD ever in your life, that you could have a flashback sometime in the rest of your life.
Right.
And I was wondering if that's true, and the MDMA.
I'm still waiting for my flashback.
Like,
yeah, I've even acid. I've probably taken at least 100 hits of acid in my life.
Me
and,
as well.
And Chris has too.
Yeah.
Luther. And and I've never had a flashback ever. And I
And I've talked to people who are much older than me who had taken, they said, thousands of doses of LSD, and they have
wow.
never had a flashback.
Wow.
And same goes for MDMA.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelvin. And there's a lot of that out there, a lot of propaganda and misinformation. And so you've got to really take the time to delve through and figure it out.
And it's good that he's doing it.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely don't want to go in half-cocked on that. So we're out of time for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And no Mark this week. Yay! It's going to be fun.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks, or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.